There's a quality to original works that isn't present in reproductions. Of course, this doesn't apply to digitally created artworks, but rather ones created with traditional media. For those, something is lost in pictures. One can always enjoy a work of art in a photo, of course, or in an art book, but the photos only reflect the original. They don't have the same size as the original, or even the depth. That's right, oil and acrylic paintings have a third dimension to them, created by the layers of paint and the brushstroke's texture showing through. Paintings might also look different whether they are seen up close or from further away. And this might be particularly apparent with some techniques, such as pointillism. For watercolours, you might be able to see the paper crinkled a little under the load of the water, and the faint sheen of the light reflecting on an area where a lot of pigment was deposited. And of course, we cannot forget sculptures. Those are works of art which were meant to be seen in three dimensions, not as photos in a book. Take, for instance, the famous sculpture of David by Michelangelo. It was made to be seen in person from a specific angle of view related to the pedestal on which it was set. The proportions of the statue were planned with this angle of view in mind. Finally, we have installation art, a type of modern art which is built for the space in which it is exhibited. This type of art cannot be properly experienced in reproductions. It must be seen in its space.